Hello, 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 and welcome to another fabulous Friday right here on the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court on Friday, July the 14th, 2023. And as always, keeping God first, a prayer by Evangelist Clayton.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Our Father who are in heaven, holy will be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, that we ask and pray. Father God, forgive us, God, of those things said, done, omission, commission, to grieve you or displease you, God, in any way, form, or fashion. We repent, Father God, and lay it at the foot of thy altar, God, that is already done in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, the power is in your hands, God. You have all power, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And Lord, we glorify you and we magnify your name. Lord, we just want to tell you, thank you, God, for carrying us through this day, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We want to thank you, God, for how you watched over us as we slept, slumbered, tossed, and turned, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to thank you for your miraculous healing and your deliverance, Father. Father God, thank you for your breakthroughs, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. But most of all, God, we thank you, God, that you're Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You are our Rose of Sharon and our Lily of the Valley. You are that bright and morning star, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, leading God as God on that path of righteousness for your name's sake. Even though we go through some valleys, God, in our life, God, we know that you are able, God, to do all things above all that we ask or we think, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Father God, that your word is sharper than a two-edged sword, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight, God, over the squad as a whole, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that you are able, God, to do all things, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father God, we know, God, that you got Brother AJ in the palm of your hands tonight, God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, God, whatever that it is, God, got to loose them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We know that the shackles that have been tucked, God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, he belongs to you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Father God, for your healing device, God. We know, God, that you can speak, God, and it's already done, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We speak to allergies, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We speak to sugar diabetes, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to high and low blood pressure, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We speak, Father God, to fibromyalgia, God. We speak, Father God, to nerve pain, God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We speak, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Are those things that are attacked, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We speak, Father God, to the highways, God. We know that you are able, God, to do all things above all that we ask or we think, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We speak, Father God, to AJ and the squad in Queen's Court tonight. Every member, God, whatever that they standing in the need of, God, according to your will, God, that your will is already done, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to the network, God, Six Eyes Radio Network, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you will take shield and buckler, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, leading God us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Direct our path, Father God, right on the table of our hearts, God, that we might not sin against thee, Father God. Father God, look down, Father God, in the name of Jesus, on the woman of God tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, Sister Gaskin, God, you know who she is and what she's standing in need of, God. So according to your will, God, that your will is already done, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Do it like you said that you would do it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to put running in her feet, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Making it happen.
helping, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Treating all your sisters and brothers right, God. We know that you are able, God, to do it, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, do it, Father God, for our children and our children's children, God. Do it, Father God, for those workmen in the kingdom of God, Father God. Serving the Lord will pay off, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You told us to put our time in, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We know that you're able, God, to do it, Father God. Father God, continue to uphold, Father God, Brother A.J. Grandbaby, his son, Father God, and the mother, God. Father God, keep them steadfast and unmoving in you, Father God. Do it for Journey tonight, God. We know that you're able, God, to do it for Amari tonight, Father God. Do it, Father God, for Mahogany, God. Do it, Father God, for Ayana, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Do it, Father God, for the Ranger, God. We know that you are able, God, to do it, Father God. Do it for our children and our children's children, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise, God, like no other, Father God. You are able, God, to do it, Father God. Father God, continue to uphold Mr. Kale, Father God. You know what she stands in the need of, Father God. So meet every need according to your will, God. Father God, look down, Father God, on those that call it in, God. Father God, to hear what is being said tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, give us understanding, God. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, Father God. Do it, Father God, for one more network, God. We know that you are able, God, to do it, God. Work it out according to your will, God. Work it out, God. Work it out like you said that you would, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Bless them coming in and going out, Father God. Grant us that serenity to accept things, God, that we cannot change, God. Give us the courage to change those things that we can, God, and give us the wisdom to know the difference, Father God, for your able, God, to do all things, Father God, above all that we ask or think, Father God. Those, Father God, that is sent in the host queue tonight, God. Father God, bless them above all that we ask or think, our visitors, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we know, God, that you are able to do it, God, and we're leaning and we're depending on you. You told us in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, Father God, to trust in the Lord with our whole heart and lean back to our own understanding. But in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. You told us, Father God, in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and I heal the land, Father God. And Lord, we thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your anointing power, God. Now you show up and you show out, Father God, in the name of Jesus, like no other, God. You are able to do all things above all that we ask or we think, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Well, amen. Thank you so much for that. Again, welcome to another Friday with AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court right here on the Six Sides Radio Network. We've got something spectacular for you tonight. So go ahead, get your snacks together, call a friend. You want to come back and sit right here. You don't want to be anywhere else. Right here. I promise you. Tonight is going to change your life. Oh, It's definitely going to change your night.
Hey, Dad, back. Like your old dad, Damien. We got this homework assignment, and we're supposed to fill out the practice voter registration form, you know, by voting.
Yeah, Dad, but I remember when, that day when I turned 18, I had to fill out one of those things there, too. Let me come over there and help you out there with you, baby, there.
Yeah, I kind of stuck at this part right here. It says, it don't make no sense.
Yeah, Dad, boy. Things are good for practice and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's why I treat them with the Johnson said, yes. Because right here is from my first name, which is Lotto.
That right there, boy, you put it right there in those little brackets right there. Put each letter between each bracket right there. L-I-T-T-L-E. Yes, Lotto.
All right, so my last name, which is Johnson.
That right there, boy, you put it. that J, that O, that H, N, S, T, O, N. There you go.
All right, I got that. My middle name, too? Oh, yeah, B.
Yeah, well, you could spell it all the way out, so you can make sure that's you. So spell your middle name all the way out right there.
All right, we got the B, the I, the L, L, Y, yeah, the Billy. All right, my age.
But that,
it's supposed to be like 18 or, I'm not
18 yet. But that's there, right there, boy. You know? Just sit there and
feel that stuff there all the way. All right, I'll pick my age right there.
All right. All right there, boy. Fill out that part there. Fill everything out. All the information. Don't leave nothing blank. Have you got a question about something yet?
Yep.
This is very important, boy, because when you turn 18, you already know this is practice. And this is what they do in some schools and summer camp programs.
Yep, Dad. Because we got an election coming up in East of us very soon, you know. Yeah, they're voting for the mayor of East of us.
Yep, Dad. And that's what you got to have that voter registration get your card there first. Upcoming election with the president, anything that they're doing in the government, federal and nationwide, even in your own state, in schools and everything like that there, you need a voter's registration card.
That's right. You need a voter's registration card. Yep, 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 yep.
And what better way to do it? Go now and get your voter's registration, and so you'll be able to vote when the next election come up. It's very important. A lot of people fought so you can have a right to vote. That's right.
Yep, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's right. Get it up, get it up.
That's right there, right there.
This is Two Piece with the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJN Star Ball. If you're 18, go ahead. Go down to your local county office and say, hey, I want to vote. There are people in your community that can get you registered for voting. It's very important. On your 18th birthday, go register to vote. So when the next election comes up, you'll be able to do just that. And you're hearing this on the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ in the Skull. 424-243-9617. Queens Court, first Friday night. And every Friday night after that, it's AJ and the Skull.
Squat, 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 squat.
Wow.
Good evening. And welcome to another episode of AJ and the Squad, along with the Queen's Court on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
I know the world won't give me nothing, so I gotta take it. And I know it's the way we can win, why won't nobody say it? It don't matter where we're from, the birds or the snow, they don't wanna see us winning. They'd rather keep us down. Could have a world, but we don't know how. Don't let them say that you both don't count.
First thing first, you know back in middle school when they taught us it was three branches of the government. We forgot it when we got older. It's the judicial, the legislative, and executive. But all we know is the executive. That's the mayor or the governor and the president. Now none of them three people make no laws. They just be taking them. The laws come to their desk and all they do is say no or yes to it. So when the news station tried to tell us that Barack Obama couldn't put us on, we was all salty at Obama when it was the Congress members all along. We gotta focus on the legislative branch. Yeah, they the ones that make the laws. Yeah, they the ones right how much food stamp money you get on the card. But when people that wanted to help us wanted the job, I know they probably lost. Cause we ain't even know their name, we ain't know their face, we ain't know it all. So the Congress or the State House, that's legislative, they make laws. So what we want from the president is what they do, okay y'all? See, they election every 2 years, but we don't never even go to those. The Congress, they can raise minimum wage, but we ain't even really know it though. So you know how back in 08, when we all voted for Obama, we was all supposed to go back in 2010 and vote for the Congress. Cause they the ones make child support laws. They the ones choose if your kids at school get to eat steak or corn dogs. The State House make the court calls. So if the country failed, then you can't say it's them, it's your fault. Cause y'all ain't know to vote for Congress members that was for y'all. And they don't gotta leave after 4 years, and we just let them sit. See, they don't wanna tell you this, they want you to focus on the president. Now the third branch is the judicial, that's judges. They the reason why John Crawford and Trayvon ain't had justice. So when Meek Mill got locked up just for popping willies, we blame the judge and not the city when they let her get voted in. Cause they ain't know who to vote against. Imagine life on the other side. roads better, schools better, everybody get their license back, grocery store food better, custody of your kids back, homeless people get new shelters. If we gonna fix the U.S., we gotta start with them two letters, me and you. Somebody told us that the government wanna keep us broke, but the only reason why those people in the government is cause we ain't vote. And I ain't talking about the president, I'm talking about the ones we ain't know. They was gonna try to keep it low, but it's gonna hurt them when they see the polls.
I know the world won't give me nothing, so I gotta take it. And I know it's the way we can win, why won't nobody say it? It don't matter what we're wrong.
That was My Vote Will Count by Yellow Pain and Seven Streeter. All righty. Good evening,
like
everyone,
that.
And welcome to another episode
right,
of
like
the Squad.
Like
going
that.
On the Six Eyes
like
Radio.
I like
network.
That. Good evening,
like
everybody.
That.
You see
like
how those
that.
Two went together, right? You see how them two went together?
Right.
We do it big at the 6 Hours Radio Network. You talking about?
If you're not feeling good, he's still throwing that. You go, boy.
I'm just saying.
Once
again, the phone lines are open, 424-243-9617. Remember, if you want to talk, you want to be heard, please press that 1. The queen will get to you as fast as she possibly can.
336, your mic is open. Welcome tonight. All right. That's all I got.
Good evening, Miss Pride and Joy.
Good evening.
Squad's in the building.
We do it how we do it, and we do it so well.
Yes.
Oh, well, all right. Let's check on some mentals. And we go right down to my kind of crazy, but I'm good. And of course, this is the queen from North Carolina. Whoop, whoop. And I'm good. I was off today, so I've had a good day. I've laid around. I've got me some rest. I took some medicine. I'm kind of hyped. I'm ready for this wonderful, wonderful show tonight, and I'm good. And my mental is above the rooftop, so with that, I am complete. Next, come on out of Miss Frydra. You talking, I hear you. Come on.
Hello out there to each and every one of y'all that's out there. This is Miss Pride and Joy, all up in the Carolina area. And I just want to say hello to each and every one of you out there. And I hope you are having a wonderful, great time and continue to have one. Thank you. Amen.
434, your mic is open.
Hello, everyone. This is Destiny calling from out of Virginia. My mental is doing okay,
Virginia.
And I'm just up here ready for the show.
All right. Evangelist Clayton, don't be adding back that.
Good afternoon. Praise the Lord, giving God the praise, giving God the honor, because without him, it would be no me, and it wouldn't be no you. Amen. I'm calling
Amen.
Out the great state of Tallahassee, Florida, where the rattlers will strike and strike again. Amen. And my mentor is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Many of you don't know what that means. That means my mental is extraordinary. So I give God the glory. I give God the praise. I am complete, and I'm grateful to be here with the greatest, hottest show, amen, in the nation band. Amen. You are listening to AJ and the Squad in Queensport right here. Amen.
And it don't get no better. All right, any more queens in the house? Let y'all take my phone for me. Okay, let's see. Wait a minute. 216. I know that's the queen. You go, girl. Get right ahead, ma'am.
Good evening, everyone. This is Queen Nye. I hope you all had a day. In my mental, I'm just going to claim 777.
Hey.
93, 11. Back door,
little Joe. Uh-oh. So I pray blessings for each and every one of you, and I thank you all for calling in and joining.
Amen.
Joining the show. Looking forward to it. And, again, thank you guys. Let's get popping.
Absolutely. And for everyone who doesn't know, that is the station manager of the Six Eyes Radio Network. And we so much appreciate everything she does for AJ and the squad and the Queen's Court here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Thank you so much, Queen Nye.
You're very welcome. Let me add to that. The Six Eyes Radio Network and the Six Eyes Radio Network 2, we have a whole new platform. We're on 7 days a week. And if you're interested in doing promoting your own show, get in contact with us, and we shall let you know what's going on and how to make that happen. You can email 666@gmail.com, and we'll get the information to you. All right?
That's right. Come and be a part of Six Eyes Radio Network, because this is where it happens at. I promise you that.
All right. And I'm calling out of Ohio. All right. I'm complete.
Thank you.
All right. Any more queens? Any more. Okay. Well, we'll move on over to our kings. Let me find the kings. All right. 704, your mic is open.
Oh, this is Tony calling out of North Carolina. Hey, hey, hello everybody, and I hope everybody's doing well. My mental is, you know, it's always past my bedtime, so you can just call me Sleepy. That's my new name on here, Sleepy, because after 7:30, I'm sleepy. But my mental is in a good place. I can't complain. I'm grateful. I'm just excited, and I'm ready for this awesome, awesome show. I know it's going to be great, you know, listening to her, you know, talk a little yesterday. This is a great show. You know, I had to stay awake, fight that sleep, but I was ready for the show. And with that, I'm complete. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. 205, your mic is open.
Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. I am the one and only, the miraculous, spectacular Godfather, reporting live from you from Birmingham, Alabama, the civil rights capital of the world. I like to say my mental is much better than it was last night. I was in pain, and now I'm here worried about AJ because he's not doing well.
Yeah.
But besides that, everything is lovely. I think he's going to be okay. And
yeah,
I'm going to check out. Before I check it, I must say this here, AJ.
You go. Part right there.
So.
About damn time.
252, your mic is open.
No, I'm
going
to do this tomorrow. Real quickly, please remember that if you're on speakerphone or if you are off mute, these mics pick up everything. We have an echo going on right now. You handle that or we will. Appreciate you. Please be mindful and considerate of the speakers and the guests. Thank you.
Okay. All right, let's see if we got another one down here. 803, your mic is open.
Oh, that's my phone.
What's good, people? This two-piece from South Carolina chilling like a villain, dirty personality, being born at one time, but I'm okay. My mental is a 9. About to get to a 10 by Sunday for my birthday, but it's a 9 right now. I'm feeling good, lovely, a little tipsy, but waiting to hear and enjoy your show. Complete.
All right. Thank you so much, sir.
All right.
Let me go back
because
I'm about ready to go
home. We can stay here, yo.
anybody else remember to press 1 if you want to talk? Just press 1 if you want to talk. And if you want to talk, thank you so much for joining us anyway. You sit right there.
Well, real quickly, this is AJ calling out of Cleveland, Ohio. Good evening, everyone. My mental is good. Like Godfather so graciously told everyone I am a little bit under the weather. I don't know what it is, some type of bug, virus, who knows. But so I'm going through the hots and the colds right now, all that good stuff. But I know everybody going to pray for me. Thank you to the squad, Queens Court. So that'll be good. But other than that, it's been kind of up and down. You know, my biggest thing right now is my grandbaby. So that is like my biggest smile right now. One of my friends was in a car accident, so she got hit from the back from, you know, somebody who wasn't paying attention. So she had to be taken to the hospital and, you know, strapped down on one of them boards where you can't move with a neck collar and all that stuff. So we can please say a prayer for her that she'll get out the hospital and be fine. But like I said, other than that, I'm good. Me and Queen good. Me and the squad good. The Queen's Court, we good. The Six Sides Radio Network, we all one big happy family. And I'm glad to be here tonight, and I can't wait for our great, great, great speaker tonight. So I'll just sit back here in the cut and enjoy this show. With that, I am complete.
Thank you, baby. I hope you feel better. As a matter of fact, I know you're going to feel better.
Absolutely.
Anybody else? Just press 1 if you want to talk. Okay. Well, if you don't want to, that's fine. I tell you what, let's do this right here. We're going to do this. We're going to pay a little bill. Let y'all sit there for a second or two and take care of this.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya.
Nine one one.
Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
He said no texting while driving. Send me no texting while driving.
Keep like you say, may be your own.
Right. All right, so this is the moment I've been waiting for. Okay, y'all. We have a guest tonight who, it's going to make moves. It's going to make some difference in some lives. It's going to touch you, you, and you. And she's not going to stop fighting until she does. So without further ado, the next voice you'll hear after the next selection from my creative music director, Mr. AJ himself, sick or no sick, he's still the best. Anyway, will be that of U.S. House candidate, Ms. Barbara Gaskins. Oh, my God, I just love her so much. And she's going to talk to us about some things that you don't want to miss. So you got a few minutes to go run and get your snack, call your friend, tell them to come on and meet you back right here. Right here.
Remember me. I am the girl with the dark skin whose shoes are thin. I am the girl with the rotted teeth. I am the girl with the wounded eye and the melted ear. I am the girl holding their babies, cooking their meals, sweeping their yard, washing their clothes, dark and rooted and wounded. I would give to the human race only hope. I am the woman with the blessed dark skin. I am the woman with teeth repair. I am the woman with the healing eye, the ear that hears. I am the woman dark, repaired, healed, listening to you. I will give to the human race only hope. I am the woman offering two flowers whose roots are twin. Justice and hope, hope and justice. Let us begin. This has been a poem called Remember Me by Alice Walker. This is Destiny, Sides Radio Network, AJ and the Squad.
You're listening to AJ and the Squad, along with the Queen's Court here on the Six Sides Radio Radio Network.
They said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I'd never amount to anything. But I'm glad to say that I'm on my way, and I'm growing more and more each day.
Bye.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it. And if you guys heard, everyone was put on mute. Let's just give the speaker respect so that we can hear her without interruptions. And again, without further ado, I present to you Ms. Barbara Gaskins. Ms. Barbara, your
Hello.
Mic is open. Hi.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me. My campaign manager, or soon-to-be campaign manager, when we get started. So I thought he was going to introduce himself and me really quick. That's why I tried to give a couple seconds. But
He still can.
Mm-hmm. Hello, everybody. My name is Melvin Farmer. I'm from Los Angeles, California, and I'm Barbara Gaskins, campaign manager as well as advisor and counsel. And,
hi. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you.
We'd like to thank you for having us on here for our story to be shared, her story to be shared. Specifically from a woman that could, a bloodline from the cotton fields to where she has a chance to make history and go up on Capitol Hill to represent our people. I think that's a great accomplishment and in itself, just given the effort.
Yes, yes. So, Ms. Barbara, the floor is yours, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much, Lord. Y'all, when y'all played that song, I was getting ready to start crying. I didn't want to start singing because I can't carry a tune. I didn't want y'all to hear that, but that song, oh, my God. Like, it just
and
has
beautiful.
So much meaning.
Yes.
As we, said, like, my story starts from the cotton field, I've traced my family history. My grandmother is one of the oldest in our bloodline. She turned 94 this past February. And, I'm just a girl from the west side of Greenville. As I said, with my family history, we were brought here. I've traced it to the point our ancestor is John George Carnegie, who is the founder of Craven County, or New Bern, North Carolina. And I'm the third great-granddaughter of an enslaved individual, Nero, who was brought here on the slave ship. I have been recently asked to join the First Families of North Carolina, but it has so much meaning and just, oh, my God, it's so overwhelming. So y'all got to bear with me, please. But, like I said, my story starts in eastern North Carolina. When we talk about, just overcoming and just still holding on, my ancestor was a runaway. That's just how deep our fight is. Just giving a little background about me, as I said, I'm a girl, grew up on the west side of Greenville, single parent home. We were close knit, so the matriarchs of our family, took care of us, and still to this day, like I said, my grandmother is 94 years old, and she has so many stories about eastern North Carolina. From, the Black Panthers coming because one of our family members was murdered. And so the Black Panthers came to Aiden Griffin. She talked about going in on the side of Bum's Cafe. I'm not sure how many people, are from eastern North Carolina, but, just going in the side doors, not being able to go in, the front doors. So, that just, oh, my God, it's just so overwhelming. I've had a childhood, like others. I was the at-risk youth. As my mom said, started to kind of get too big for my britches, so to speak. I got in trouble. Like I said, I was that at-risk youth. And, moving forward in high school, I got too big for my britches and wrote a letter for about committing suicide. And, you know, being an African American, we were taught that, you know, it wasn't a mental health issue, rather than it was a demon. And, you know, it had to be prayed out. But, you know, we as black people, we fail to understand and we fail to get and seek the mental health treatment needed. But so ultimately, I did end up dropping out of high school, and I caught a misdemeanor charge at the age of 17. My brother and my uncle's girlfriend at the time, her son was using a calling card and gave me the number, and I used it. And when we found out, it was a family member, and charges were filed because of using the device. And me being 17 at the time, I got all of the charges. So when you pull my criminal background and see 37 pages, you know, that looked bad. And, you know, and like I said, that was a misdemeanor. And so, you know, I have a huge compassion for those who have that scarlet letter, that felony behind their name, because I know having a misdemeanor was hard. So I can only imagine, you know, just how hard it was for someone or is for someone with a felony. Now, granted, as I told you, I did drop out. I got in the criminal justice system, but I didn't stop there. So when we say, once again, when that song hit and we say I'm still holding on, you know, I obtained a bachelor's of science in behavioral science. I obtained my first master's in justice and security administration. I'm currently 2 credits shy of a second master's in special education with certifications in emotional behavioral disorders and response to interventions. I'm a nationally certified reentry professional. You know, the certifications don't stop. I made a promise to myself and to others, you know, to be that role model. You don't have to be who society tells you that you are, and you don't have to stop. You know, the stars, you can reach for the stars. You never, never, never have to stop. And I stand before you as, you know, the former candidate for United States House. So once again, you never, never, never have to be who or what society tells you you are.
Beautiful.
And I guess moving forward with early work, I didn't know if you wanted me to stop or if there was any.
You just keep right on going.
Okay. and, you know, after the trials and tribulations that I experienced early on, and, you know, after going to college and getting the certification, a lot of my work ended or landed me doing mental health and substance use and working in the criminal justice field. So I ended up obtaining a position with TASC, which is Treatment Accountability for Safer Communities, and I was completing substance use assessments for individuals getting out of incarceration and individuals on probation and parole. And the job title or job description was to provide these individuals with resources and treatment. But what I was finding out was that revolving door, you know, the same people kept coming back. And, you know, what I realized is we all are different. And society and, you know, our systems don't really understand that. So what may work for one person may not work for someone else. And so I took that and started researching. So I started working in specifically the justice system in 2011, 2012 with the inception of the Justice Reinvestment Act. And I started making the connections in California, in New York, in Mississippi, and Nevada, just to find out what works, you know, what helps individuals coming home so that they can we can close that revolving door. And upon that, I have written two reentry manuals, one of which is in the hands of Department of Public Safety here in North Carolina, and we are diligently working on getting it piloted in 8 prisons within our state. In addition to that, I provide advocacy, activism, and just community involvement. I founded a nonprofit North Carolina Community Outreach and Wellness Center, and I work very closely with other nonprofits. My advocacy work led me to D.C. We went in 2021, and we went to petition President Biden to for our voting rights and to end the filibuster. Well, I got arrested. I got arrested for standing in front of the fence and putting my fist up. Now, I mind you, let's remember how January 6th took place. I think that if the tables were turned, it would have not – too many people would not have lived to, you know, speak about it. But as I said, I got arrested for holding a fist up. And that day was kind of a turning point for me. I realized that in order for us to have a voice and in order for the people to have a voice, to be empowered, we have to take the activism from the street and we have to seek a seat in these closed spaces in which otherwise we would not be in, which led to me running for United States House. I did run as a Democrat. Prior to that, I was independent. And the reason why I was independent is because, so many of us people of color, we're told that when you turn 18, you're supposed to register as a Democrat and, you're supposed to vote blue no matter who. We've all heard that. We've heard of, the blue ticket. We've heard that. But, my thing is it's time to hold people accountable. And, when I ran, as I said, I ran as a Democrat. And yesterday I did mention $19, but I was wrong. I received $12 from the state party to run a federal campaign. In addition to that, I represent 15 counties in North Carolina, but if we are successful with running next year, we would represent the 15 counties in North Carolina, but we will be doing so in D.C. So we would be creating and voting and just responsible for legislating or for the laws and policies that are in place or would be in place. Once again, like I said, it's very important, as people, it's very important to vote. Our vote truly, truly, truly counts, because if it did not, we would not be held back so much. There would not be so much gerrymandering going on. There would not be, so many stipulations regarding how or why we should vote. They would not be trying to silence our vote. So very important. As a side note, please, please, please get out and vote. also, as I was running last year, I did run, into a lot of obstacles. One of which, like I said, I ran to be a voice of the people. I ran because I think my story just speaks volumes, and it represents the people. It's truly what we the people go through. Anybody can go through my struggle. And also last year I lost my brother to an overdose. Society would tell you that he was a career criminal, but they fail to tell you that, or fail to understand that, you know, he and his brother lost their mom at the age of 11 or 12, you know, and they never were able to receive mental health services. They were never able to receive substance use services. And like most of us, you know, we want to be included. We want a family. So what he did, he turned to the United Blood Nation. And so he joined the Blood Gang. Ultimately, that did lead him behind bars. And while he was behind bars, you know, we failed to understand or failed to realize he had gotten shot prior. And while he was incarcerated, he was given opiates. He was given pain medicine. He was given, you know, the services or medication, we'll put. He was given medication while incarcerated. Now, prior to him being released, and I do have his letters in which he wrote to the judges, to the COs, asking for help, saying, I have a problem. And it went to deaf ears. So when he got out, we were able to get a birth certificate, but when it came time to get an ID, we couldn't get an ID because we couldn't get a Social Security card. We couldn't get a Social Security card because we couldn't get an ID. And, you know, we were able to secure employment, but without that pertinent information, he honestly did not technically exist in this world. And, you know, most people, when you get out, people fail to realize the collateral consequences that people face upon release. You go in, you deal with the trauma behind the wall that usually is undiagnosed, or the needs are unmet upon release. And then they tell you, you know, okay, well, don't come back. But they fail to tell you that upon release, when you have probation or parole, there's fees associated with that. They fail to tell you that they expect you to have employment. You know, they fail to tell you that child support starts. And, of course, if you don't comply, you go back to jail. You know, they fail to tell you that, and people fail to understand that. So in his case, you know, it's only so much and so long that a person is going to have their back up against the wall before they come out swinging. So he ultimately went back to what he knew, which was selling and ultimately using drugs. And he got his hands on a batch of fentanyl. And right before primary, which is May 17th, on May 14th, my fiance and I were headed to a funeral for my grandmother on my dad's side and his brother. And right before we were able to leave, when I went in or knocked on my brother's door, like I said, which was across the hall, we saw him laid out on the floor. So I found him overdosed, and it was, of course, too late to save him. So, you know, substance use speaks deeply to my heart. Mental health services, mental health use, or mental health, the need for mental health services speak very deeply to me. And, of course, the need for criminal justice reform. And so I guess back to the election. Let's talk a little bit more about the election. I'm sure you all are very interested.
Are you okay? Do you need a break or anything? Are you fine?
Let me say a little bit more, add on a little bit more about
it. Okay, and I'll step away and kind of breathe a little bit.
Let her get a little breath. Yeah, let her breathe a little bit. She can breathe. But also, we're part of a national organization called Certified Credible Messengers that work with local elected officials, national officials, the community. But we are a global organization that deals in restorative justice and redefining our community. I'm one of the first members of this prestigious organization, West of the Mississippi. It's probably based in New York, Washington, D.C., and so forth. And through our leadership knowledge and understanding from our experience, we deal with a lot of people where we're not blowing against the wind. We're actually policy makers, rule makers. We influence the community influencers. And we're making a lot of chatter that matters. We have several projects where we're working on mental health, public safety, gun violence, whether it be by friends, family, foe, or those that are here to serve and protect us. We believe that all Black lives matter, not when just the police come and take away your life. We also believe in restorative justice. I did over 32 years of incarceration. In my lifetime, I was a juvenile delinquent, turned into a incorrigible, where I had over 40 arrests by the time of 18. By the age of 15, I was a former gang member here in Los Angeles. At 16, I was a gang leader. And we go credible messengers. We're experts by experience, where we try to stop these, give the youth to truth to the youth, to where we feel that we want them to be taxpayers as opposed to tax burdens. We stress the importance of education over incarceration. And we have a plan, not a promise as most politicians. We have an actual plan to help revitalize the community. We're networking with people not only in the United States, globally, whether it's audio, video, or print, our message is getting out. We are headed to New York to be with Jay-Z, Beyonce, Meek Mills, where we invited there. We have we're trying to bring awareness where we're going to start where we want a registration participation during this election year. Coming up, this campaign year is coming up for local elected official as well as federal Congress and Senate, to where we want our voice to be heard. And we're bringing it and hoping that people will support her, because you will hear in a minute about how the South and the politics go. It's not what you see on television where it's all glamour and talk. Ms. Barber, during her campaign last year, she's going to discuss about the obstacles and pearls that she went through during this campaign. And I think that we, all Blacks, to sit back and come and support Ms. Gaskins, not only because she speaks for the truth and a role model for us, but because of the dangers that are involved in this campaign. When they go down south. So, Barbara, if you caught your breath, could you tell us a little of the obstacles and pearls that went through your campaign last year?
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Oh, my God. So, once again, as I told you all, I ran to give to empower the people. I live in rural North Carolina. And, you know, it's Congressional District 3, which is 15 counties, all the way from Sampson County, Sampson-Duplin, all the way to Dare County, and everything kind of in between. And so as we told everyone, or we've been kind of shouting to the walls and shouting out that this district in itself has been forgotten. And I say that to say, as I told you, I received $12 from the state party because this district has been gerrymandered so much that, for instance, by gerrymandering, what I mean is that it's almost like 2-1, so to speak. So I did have a primary opponent who was another Democrat. And he ran because he was actually a former Republican
and realized that he couldn't win as a Republican, so he switched over to the Democratic Party in hopes to try to win. And I actually, I got 22,000 votes to his 5,000, but my Republican opponent got over 40,000. So as you see, the numbers already were kind of lopsided. In addition to that, a lot of people did not come out and vote. And I think, you know, a lot of that came up or came about because we are rural and transportation is a huge issue. But, you know, as Mr. Farmer has said, I dealt with so much. When we, when you have leaders who really try to speak for the people and to empower the people, it's very important to kind of to wrap around them and to support them as much as you possibly can. You know, some of the issues were my signs were defaced, and, you know, they were spray painted black. They were shot. They were thrown in the woods. I went to several town halls, and my constituents would ask me if I wanted them to walk me to my car because they were scared for me to walk to my car. I received various threats through Twitter. A prominent leader in the Democratic Party actually held a fundraiser for my opponent. There was another female who ran, and she called me, and she's like, I was, and this was her, that she ran for a Senate position, and she's like, she wasn't the top ticket, and because of that, she received a lot of strife. And a lot of people called her and asked her not to run. And then she was told by judges that a white man here in this district or in North Carolina would be less likely to vote for a black woman. So as I said, when it comes to these threats, like it gets real. It truly gets real. You know, there was a time in which I had traveled throughout the district because I was a grassroots leader, and I felt that I could not be effective unless I knew what was going on in each of my counties. So I traveled all 15 counties. There was one day in particular I went from east to west. I started in Beaufort County, went to Craven County, went to Greene County, went all the way to Currituck and Dare, and then when I came back through Beaufort County, I got stopped by the sheriff on this dark, desolate road. Now, granted, you know, everything on the vehicle was fine. There was not an issue. But he stopped me and claimed that it was my life. And so what he did, I did have someone in the car with me, and he's like, well, this is Miss Gaskin. She's running for U.S. House. Regardless of that, a lot of people don't care. Down south, they don't care about titles. That's very important. They don't care who you are. That, you know, driving while black, it does not, you know, differentiate from title. So they actually searched my vehicle with their flashlight, of course, which was illegal. But, you know, the road was dark. You know, we have to kind of pick our battles. And I have three boys that I have to come home to. So I allowed them, they flashlight searched. When they went in the trunk and saw my sign, then they came back and said, Ms. Gaskins, I'm sorry. And then I was free to go. So it was just little things such as that. And like I said, it's a felony. It's a crime to deface signs. But, of course, we complained. We called the Board of Election. We called the sheriff. We called the police. And unless you know, when people say no face, no case, That's pretty much what we kept hearing. They did not know who did it. They, you know, couldn't prove who did it. So we dealt with so much of that, you know, while running. And so, like I said, it's very important, not only with myself, but anyone that actually puts themselves out there to, you know, to empower the people or to give the people a voice. Please, please, please wrap yourself around those individuals. Please support as much as you possibly can because, you know, it's time to start holding these parties accountable. And if you're not a top ticket or if you're not hand-picked or a corporate Democrat or a corporate Republican, then that funding is very few and far. Funding and support is few and far. You know, when it came time to even get the numbers of people to call for voting, it cost me $5,000. And like I said, as a grassroots candidate, the Democratic Party did not pay this $5,000. They wanted me to pay it. But, you know, thankfully, I did have, you know, some support that were able to help me move through and help me keep it grassroots. But as I told everyone, I do plan on running again. But once again, my values and what I'm running for, what I stand on will not be compromised. And my goal, my platform is people over politics. It's truly time that the people's voice be heard.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, the time is still yours. If you want to stop right there, we can open up some mics. If you want to take a break and come back.
Well, we have one more if you want to take that I think very important.
Go right ahead.
let's talk about our initiative or our Senate bill that we are working on in a form of reparations for blacks across the United States and our projects for ICESS, which is an acronym ICSS, which stands for Inner City Stress Syndrome. The conditions that all blacks in these marginalized communities have been subjected to that adversely affects our elders and so forth. And we feel it's no more different than PTSD when the white man go over to Vietnam or to Afghanistan and go through these trials and tribulations of war. We feel that these inner cities go through the same exact measures, and there's a lot of trauma associated with that, whether it's you've been traumatized mentally, physically. So we're creating a inner-city stress syndrome where we feel that we should be compensated for the mental health and the conditions that we're going through, as well as those that have been to war. We feel those same conditions exist within these communities that, as former President Barack Obama said, pockets of poverty, or as Trump would say, rat-infested Baltimore. But these are the communities, people like yourself. I've been down south. I grew up. I went to prison in Georgia. Fly into Alabama, all through there. My mom from Mississippi, my daddy from Memphis. So we got a lot of roots in the South, and I don't believe that the nation really knows. Like, when I'm from California, when I hear Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, I feel different. I look at the trees different, where a black man could have been hung on there. My grandmother, my great-grandmother. We had our family reunion. My mother showed me the house where she had to walk from 20 miles to school. I didn't even know the other day. I just found out my mother was born in a house through a midwife. My whole bloodline from my mama down, I didn't know that. So we think we can bring information that's educational and to also get reparations. So could you tell us a little bit about our project that we're working on, this initiative or ballot, ISIS, Barbara?
Absolutely. So when it comes to inner city stress syndrome, the conceptualization or the foundation of that is founded on, of course, the Kerner Commission Report through our former president, Lyndon Johnson. In the 60s, he created a commission due to the riots and violence going on within African-American communities. And the commission came up with the report that, you know, our addressing our root causes, such as employment, housing, education, expanding opportunities for education, vocational education, you know, the welfare system, police in the community, and just ultimately just providing resources, resources and treatment needed. In addition, we are using the theory from Dr. DeGruy, Joy DeGruy, from the post-traumatic slave disorder. We're using that foundation, as well as just the intergenerational stresses and traumas that African Americans and others in the marginalized community face. And so ultimately the goal with that is, as he said, to discuss how we actually have, you know, mental health issues, how substance use plays an issue. Not too many people know that during when we were enslaved, cocaine was given to, you know, our family members way back when, you know, so it's intertwined into, you know, our psyche, so to speak. And so just really conceptualizing the mental health and traumas that African Americans and others face. And so our ultimate goal, you know, running next year, what I keep hearing is that, you know, the reparation discussion, and I think this is a huge step when it comes to discussing reparations. We did see that the Tulsa, the families from the Tulsa massacre, their reparation was denied because it was not individualized. And I think the inner city stress syndrome actually individualizes these stressors that are currently occurring.
And we think that this is a good prong to where to make our case have merits, because a little history that I learned through Barbara is North Carolina had the first, when blacks, they didn't have the term mental health. They treated them as demons. So blacks that had mental health issues in North Carolina and the South had to go to a special black hospital that they kept them in, where they looked at them as being exorcists or being with a cult or something. And we said the mental health is an inherited condition. We've seen the Tuskegee experiment and things of this nature through our history, and we believe that we have enough merits in our assertion that we should be compensated for being brought here, first of all. Every other race is getting some type of benefit from being not from this country. And we also have starting and want the blacks to understand this mentality that this is our home, that it's not our home. We were born here, but we were brought here in enslavement, and now we are in the modernized era of modernized slavery with prison incarceration, mass incarceration, drug addiction, homelessness. We're in a crisis to where, you know, to bring upon change, you must be changed as a person. So we hear a lot of this rhetoric, particularly on the social media, which we're also addressing because we feel that it's being abused by us and not being regulated or monitored And it's a big problem within these communities that has helped fester in the violence and the things that are going on community. We're also addressing the lyrics, the contents of hip-hop. We are social activists, political activists. We don't like to just talk about it and blow against the wind with our voices. We don't march on Capitol Hill. We go to them Senate halls where we put that pen to the pad, and we're asking for everybody's support because we can't do this by ourselves. We don't know everything. Just because we got the biggest head in the world doesn't mean you have all the sense. So we're not exclusive. We're inclusive. And we want other people's voices to be heard, and that's what we're trying to provide. And we want to thank you for the platform that allowing us to show the change of narrative to where we're not talking negative. We're not talking about no actors, rappers. We're up here discussing the safety of our communities, the well-being of our community, your child, my child. You know, we also work with strengthening the black village to where we believe that it takes a village to raise a child. So we got our boots to the ground, but we can't do it alone. This is a very taxing job, a very dangerous job, and I feel that Ms. Gaskin is just a wonderful model, a black excellence. Didn't give up. I didn't give up. I'm 66 now, but I went to school for the first time since the seventh grade because I was afforded an opportunity where a lady said, Melvin, I think you got enough sense to be a tax preparer, and I'm taking a chance. And she went to them white men, and she told them, give him a chance. I put my job on him. I went to school for 6 months, 14 hours a day, didn't know how to use a computer. But my word was my bond. And so right here, at the end of the day, all we got is our word. Money doesn't count, and it's important information that's more important. When you got no bail and you in jail, no amount of money can get you out. But how many times have you seen where you had information? Oh, I know about this murder. Oh, I know about this. And you walk right out. So we're trying to spread information and history and knowledge where we believe listening is learning and history is not. And I'm just so grateful because I've had two life sentences that man has given me where I was behind them prison walls, but God didn't close the door on me. So I'm very grateful. You take this life for granted to where you think tomorrow is promised and it's not. So we try to speak on the things that we've been through these paths to where other people don't go through the same thing. 32 years of incarceration, too old to work, too young for Social Security, and then you're stuck. We don't want that to happen. I wouldn't wish nobody to live the life and to see the things I've seen in my life. So it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having us here.
Amen. Thank you. Ms. Barbara, did you have anything else?
I don't. I'm ready to, I think I've spoken enough. I'm ready to hear someone else.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you both for that. All right, everybody. We are going to open up our mics. Remember to press 1 if you want to talk. And we'll open up the mics here. All right, let's see here. Start at the top. All right. Hi, AJ.
Hey, what's going on? Good evening. That was a beautiful show. I want to thank Ms. Gaskins and Mr. Farmer coming through and educating us. Like I said, I was really, because everybody knows me kind of, sort of, somewhat, I'm into politics, so I know they feed us a lot of BS on the TV. So to have some behind-the-scenes first-hand knowledge was very, very interesting to me. And I know that your movement and what you have going on and what you plan to do is and will make a difference. And so from that standpoint, I just want to say, you know, keep up the good work. You know, never give up. And thank you for blessing us with your testimony tonight on the 6 Hours Radio Network with AJ and the squad and the Queen's Court. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And so this is what I'm going to do, because there's quite a few people in here, and we are going to be looking at time and give everybody the opportunity. I'm just going to start at the top, and if you want to speak, speak. If not, I'll move to the next one. So 336, if you have a question or comment, your mic is open. All right, 850, your mic is open.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much. Sister Barbara Gaskin and Mr. Farmer, thank you so much. You know, you had me in tears tonight, because out of all of what you have said, thank God for what you all are at this time. And it's hard not to say that I am a living testimony to what Mr. Farmer has spoken and said. And I was born in a house as well, too. All of my sisters, siblings, and I, we was born by a midwife. We don't know nothing about no doctors or none of those things. We were born in a house, amen, with towels, white towels and sheets and so forth. You know, that's a new midwife. But also being behind those prison bars, I've been there and done that. And you touched something in me tonight. You talked about going back to the South and looking up at the trees and just wondering what black man or what black woman or what black girl was hung from the tree.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so accountable for that. You also talked about your mother, your grandmother, going to the side door to get the purchase or to get something. But I'm a witness to tell you that I was one that was told, get away from that water fountain, you nigger. Get away from it. And I'm still here today. But I'm just grateful. You know, you say it so much that touched me. And it's hard not to say anything. It's really hard not to say anything. But just to be a living testimony, I'm still here. That song touched me. I'm still
yes,
here.
Ma'am.
Holding
yes,
on.
Ma'am. Holding
on to God's faith.
Yes,
holding
ma'am.
On.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I, too, was treated for mental. I went through so much suicidal. I tried committing suicide behind the walls. Amen. So many times cutting my wrist. And you just brought so much back to me. And I'm so grateful. I look around and I tell God, thank you. Thank you for saving a wretch
yes.
like me.
Yes.
And I'm so
yes.
grateful for
yes.
what you're doing at your community. I'm in South Florida. I'm in Florida. But I tell you, racism and hugging and hanging is still going on. And I tell God, thank you for who he is. Thank you for you just tonight just being with us and sharing you and who you are, Mr. Farmer. Thank you for reminding me to have blessed. And I can't help but to give God the praise. I can't cut God short on anything, but I'm just
yes.
grateful and I'm
yes.
blessed to just be here. Thank you for your time. Thank you for sharing it with us tonight. And thank you for reminding me, amen, from the segregated days to the integrated days. I'm so grateful
yes.
to still be here with you all. God bless you, and I'm completed.
Before you go, ma'am, I would
yes,
be
sir.
Honored if you would leave your number where we can continue to talk after the show, please.
Yes, sir.
If you like,
yes,
or they will give you my number, because I think your voice needs to be heard.
Absolutely.
They have to respect you, and we have to get back to that. So
yes,
could you leave us your number, please? And we are in South
yes.
Florida. We have credible messages there. We just left from there. We're pretty much
yes,
located in every state in the United States.
Yes, sir.
So we would appreciate if you would leave your number for us to talk to you.
Evangelist Clayton, if you would just connect with her on Facebook Messenger, she is on our page. So if you would just distribute that message through there, we definitely won't do it here. But if you would just connect with her on Facebook Messenger, she's on the page.
I was going to say, I give Queen permission, amen, when we're off to pass that information on to you.
Okay, I will.
Yes,
okay,
right.
Thank you.
434, your mic is open.
Good evening, everyone. Again, this is Destiny.
Hello again.
I just want to tell the both of you all that I just want to thank you for pushing, even when the bad stuff came to you, Ms. Barbara. I know you probably wanted to give up sometimes, but you just seem to me as though you pushed through, not giving up. And that song, Holding On, you know, I know where that song is coming from, too. And I can just hear your pain where you have been holding on. So I just thank God for giving you the strength to continue to hold on. And I know it's not easy, and I know it's not going to be easy. And I hope that God will continue to lead you in the direction that you need to go on. And you too, sir, I forgot your name, and I'm so, so sorry. But I just pray that God will continue to lead the both of you and do what you have to do for society of the day. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Destiny.
Yes.
Is Maurice around?
He actually is in the other room. He needed to be in here.
I know,
so
right?
he really did, but he's in the other room. He's the one, Ms. Barbara, I was telling you, that is from New Bern, North Carolina.
Okay, well, we need to connect then, because he may be family.
Right.
Okay.
And I didn't mention, but my grandmother, when she was born, her mother passed when she was 3 months. So I am still looking for her original family. She was raised by her stepmom, but, you know, not to take anything away from her stepmom, but we are looking for her original family as well.
Well, I will look you up as well, and I will talk to you, and I will let you know who I am. On the Facebook page. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Press 1 if you'd like to talk. Press 1 if you'd like to talk. You don't got to be scared. She not going to get you.
No.
While we're waiting for some other people to press 1, this is the Queen. I just want to say thank you so much. I have so enjoyed getting to know you and talking to you, and you just warm my heart so much, because I listen to your voice, and you've got this real sweet little voice, but you got such a powerful fight in you. And that is just so interesting to me, because I can see you out there and I can hear you out there. And I'm here for you. I believe it. I know you can do it. I know you can achieve it. I'm all for it. So if you ever coming through the counties in North Carolina, you hit Buncombe County, you just let me know. Because, hey, we have some people that would love to hook up with you. I actually saw a picture of you in your photos of you and Philip Cooper. And he's a good friend of ours, and he's actually been on our show before. So I know he does some of the same stuff, so I was trying to hit him up on Facebook. But, yeah, if you ever through Buncombe County, yes, come find me, honey. Come find me.
Absolutely.
We'll work
now, yes. Now, the story was with Philip. He and I were trained as one of the first, I think it was 11 or 12, forensic peer support trainers in North Carolina. So he was in the class. He and I were in the class together.
Now, it was so funny, because when he went through his situations and all his trials and tribulations he got out, he came and worked at the after school I worked at. So the woman who was the director, myself and another woman, we kind of took him in. And we were so hard on him. But to this day, he always say, oh, well, this person, and I can't help but thank her. And it just feels good to know that he's doing so much now and giving back so much. And my daughter just loves him to death. But, yeah, I saw that picture, and I was like, oh, wait, that's Mr. Phillip. So he came on and told his story to one time also. So that's great. It's a small world, small world.
Absolutely. He's a rock star, though. He is.
He really is. I love his family. He's awesome. He's doing a lot.
Yes.
I think I saw one up here. Oh, she already got hers. Do you have yours? Oh, wait a minute. I see you up there. Wait a minute. I'm coming. All right. 828, your mic is open.
Is that me, Queen?
That's you. Yes, ma'am.
Hello. My name is, Ms. Gaskin and Mrs. Farmer. My name is Sharon Kincaid Bristol, and I am a therapist in Asheville and Hendersonville. And I want to thank you both for sharing your testimony and breaking down stigma when it comes to people of color in prison, people of color with mental health. I work at AB Tech. And I'm one of the main counselors who see students for a variety of different reasons. And I also work with offenders who have domestic violence charges. And this work is always going to be work. I married a gentleman who was in prison multiple times, and I was on the outside, but I was in there as well, trying to talk to people, trying to get to the wardens and getting him services, which was very, very, very difficult. And I just thank you all for talking about telling your testimony and showing people that, guess what, society may think that you're down, but God said otherwise. So I appreciate all of you.
Absolutely. Thank you for everything you do as well. I know in helping physicians, you know, you don't get the flowers you deserve as often. So I want to truly say thank you for what you do. You know, therapy is just so important. And like I said, especially for people of color, because it was frowned upon. And so, you know, I'm just grateful now that it's more available. So thank you.
Thank you. That is one of my church members. And you guys talk about somebody funny. She is hilarious. So she's got these characters that she does. And she writes these plays for the kids. And she is phenomenal. She is so funny. So thank you so much for coming on and supporting us. I'm so glad to hear you. And her daughter is a chef, and she's got a healthy cooking class that she's been doing here lately at the church. So trying to get all of us black and brown people in better spirits and better health. So, yes, thank you so much for being here, ma'am. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Anybody else? Press 1 if you'd like to talk. Anybody else? Okay, well, if nothing else.
Queen, I got one more question. I'm sorry.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
I don't know how to set up. So, when I was getting my master's, I completed my master's, my internship with Goodwill Reentry. And again, I was with my ex for 20-plus years. He was in and out of prison, and that was the main reason why I did the reentry, because of him. And I wanted to just to get some knowledge as well as hopefully make some change. And I heard you say that you have written a reentry book, and I'm like, book. Don't have to say all of it, but what's different about yours than what is in the state reentry program?
Okay, so that's actually part of the discussion that we're going through with DPS. So R-STEP is the program for that the state is currently using. Now, when it comes to R-STEP, from what I see, it has not been, for one, it's not been updated since, I think, 2018, 2019. So that's one, you know, issue. And then as I've been telling them and shown them through my book, my books are not necessarily to overpower or to replace anything, but it's to work with the individual. So it helps conceptualize, like, what the individual is going through. I actually wrote it as almost like a phone book. So the individual, whatever the services that they need, if they need an ID, for instance, there's a link for that they can type in the link or click on the link. And the link will take them directly to the driver's license handbook for North Carolina. If they need a social security card, there's a link for that. If they need access to mental health resources or services, there's a link to that. If they need access to everyone, you know, as I said it before, everyone learns differently. And so there's a link to various assessments to understand your learning style, to understand, you know, just various issues. Then there's there's information about housing. There's information about education. It thoroughly breaks down, you know, the need that someone has for reentry. And then I have a second book that works more like a diary. And what it does is it asks the person or you know, when people go behind bars, what's not talked about is they lose the sense of who they are individually, and they become, you know, a ward of the state. They become a number. You know, they don't necessarily know who they are. Then in addition, it's so much trauma going on behind the walls. You know, there's extortion, there's rape, there's just so much going on that is not being talked about, that is not being met. And so my workbook, it discusses, you know, what do you think or how do you see yourself? You know, not talking about how society sees you or what you're told you are. How do you see you? And then it breaks down goals. You know, it breaks down the concept of SMART goals. So in 3 months, what do you see happening? In, you know, 6 months, what do you see happening? In a year, what do you see happening? And then it also, I created a reentry plan. And so what it does is it looks and asks the individual, like, what information do you have? What information do you need? Do you understand, you know, how to get the information? Do you have your housing in order? You know, it gives hints, it gives tips. So yeah, it just breaks down. It thoroughly breaks down with a person-centered. It's more person-centered. You know, when we look at R-STEP, when we look at what the state gives, it's more so like they're telling. But, I mean, we're dealing with grown people, you know, and it's like you can't necessarily tell a grown person, but you can ask them, and you can, you know, figure out what they want. It's not so much what we want. It's what they want and what they want to achieve. So ultimately, you know, my books help to empower the individual.
Okay. Now, are your books solely available for the DOC, or are they available for just clinicians? Because I have students who are coming out of prison and they decide to go to school. We also have there's a program for the women in Black Mountain. They are eligible. Well, they have to meet certain criteria, but they can come to AB Tech as well and take classes. So are your books available just for the Department of Corrections?
They're currently available on Amazon. Now, we are in talks with the Bureau of Prisons. And so if they decide to pick it up, I am contemplating about pulling the books off. But as of right now, they are available through Amazon.
Okay.
And what are the names of the books again, if you want to put them out there?
It's Closing the Revolving Door, Reentry Readiness. And the second one is the North Carolina pre-release blueprint. And I can put links in the group if that works.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
216, your mic is open.
Good evening.
Hi.
This is Queen Nye. I'm the station manager here. I'm originally from North Carolina, and I wanted to know what counties, what are the 15 counties that you serve?
Okay. So it's Beaufort County, it's Craven County, Currituck, Duplin, Dare, did I say Sampson?
No.
Okay.
No.
Hold on 1 minute and I'll.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, not a problem. Look, I have them. I just got to get to them.
That sounds like
I was trying to remember them like alphabetically and then because it's so many, but. Hold on 1 minute.
And then North Carolina got so many little counties. God, a lot.
Yes, we have
little
a cities
here and there. Yes.
So it's Sampson, Duplin, half of Wayne, Lenore, a part of Pitt, Craven, Jones, Onslow, Carteret, Pamlico, Beaufort, High, Dare, Currituck, and Camden.
Okay, because I'm originally from Durham County.
Okay. Sound like a big city.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, that was my question. Great story, and I applaud the things that you're trying to do in North Carolina, and I know my parents and family have made a lot of contributions to North Carolina as well. My father was and my cousin was in law enforcement. My cousin was the first black cop in Durham, and he wrote a book. I know one of my family members was one of the first of the 25 black men to actually own land in North Carolina, and some of that land was in Chapel Hill as well. So I do know my family made a lot of contributions. North Carolina Central University was one. So it's so great to hear about your history and find out about your family history and just learn all the things that they went through. You know, they suffered a lot so that we would have somewhat of some type of privileges in this world, even though we know everything's not equal and a lot of stuff is subliminal.
Yeah.
Want to make us think that things are equal, but it's not. And one of the things I hope that I would love to see is they remove this race card that they put before us all the time when you fill out government applications or just anything, they're asking your race.
Yes.
We all come from the continent of Africa. If you trace back history, we all come from the continent of Africa, no matter what your race is.
Yes.
So, and you never, one thing I've noticed, you never hear Europeans saying black Europeans or white Europeans.
Right.
But we got to go through this in America, and I think it's sad. I really do.
Yeah.
In my opinion, if you're born in America, why you just can't say American? It shouldn't be whether you're dark, light, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we know where our roots come from.
Absolutely.
I hope that you have great success in what you're setting out to achieve, and are a blessing. Your efforts are a blessing to many, many people who have walked in your shoes and beyond.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for doing what you're doing and standing strong, and may God continue to cover you and your team and your efforts and what you're trying to do. I am complete.
Thank you. And I guess to speak to that a little bit, I actually, the district that I represent is a military district, and I've had an individual say just that, and she was actually, she's from Trinidad, and she is a darker-skinned female, and she's like, you know, my family comes in all shades of color, and we don't say, you know, light or dark or anything, you know, we're just family. And she's like, she's never experienced so much racism until she came here.
Yes, I've experienced some things myself, and in Georgia, talking about the South.
Yeah.
My career was in engineering design, and I was working for a firm, and we all worked on the same project, but kind of the way the building was, we were kind of, you know, it was a few in each room. We had our stations, you know, set up, and I was in a room with two Caucasians, an older gentleman from Georgia and a younger gentleman from Florida. And so this particular day, this was like my first week there, they got to talking about slavery and how, oh, we treated, you know, blacks better than we treated our animals, and just saying a bunch
mm-hmm.
of dumb stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't say anything, but the other people in other rooms were getting upset and really, you know, just thought it was awful. And so the older gentleman turned to me and said, well, we're talking about your people. Don't you have something to say? And I turned around, looked at him, and smiled. I said, my great-grandfather was white. For all I know, you might be my cousin. He
right.
turned red, fake. And so then, and furthermore, my great-great-grandfather was Cherokee Indian. My great-great-grandmother was Blackfoot Indian. Technically, I have more right to be here than you.
Absolutely.
He did not say nothing to me. He had false teeth. They almost fell out of his mouth. The way I handled the situation, I didn't get upset and irate. You know, I just put him in his place. But
mm-hmm.
it everybody down, you know, and because it was really about to get ugly in there. And you just have to know how to deal with people when they come at you like that.
Absolutely.
So, you know, just stop it. You know, are you intimidated? What is it?
Mm-hmm.
So I truly pray that the ugliness hopefully disappear.
Absolutely.
You know? And we all need to read and understand our history and stop allowing others to just tell us this and tell us that. We need to do our own research and read.
Yes, that is so important. Because, you know, following our school districts, our schools are trying to get rid of, you know, black history. You know, our school districts are trying to get rid of history, period. And, you know, pretty soon it's going to be kind of up to us in order to teach our kids or, you know, teach students, so to speak, you know, our history, just so they understand, you know, who, as you said, who they are.
And I don't want to take up too much more time, but I am thankful that my family does have a family history book, and it goes back into the 1800s. And I know one of my cousins was going either further than that. I'm sorry. But we're just thankful that we have that. I'm sorry, this is my phone. we have that history documented like that, and they're even updating the book. With that, I'm complete. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'll say, to speak to the history like that, that's actually what we were trying to do, to trace our history. Because as I said, my grandmother's 94, and I want to be able to provide her a complete history, you know, before she moves on. And, you know, a lot of our history is found within our elders. And once they leave, we don't have that history. So it's very important to me, and I'm sure to others, you know, to be able to trace that history and find out where we come from. Because I truly believe if we don't know, if we don't fully understand where we come from, then how can we know where we're going?
Exactly. One more thing to everyone on the panel that's listening, and to my point and her point, if you have family reunions or family gatherings, get the elderly people together and have them sit on a panel and just tell the history. And if you can get somebody to record it or video it, it is so awesome to listen back to that and understand your history, because once they're gone, it's gone. So if you get the opportunity to sit around your elders, do that. Turn on a recorder, you know, turn on the video. That is such awesome information.
Yes, because we also have to look at, you know, our European counterpart. You know, a lot of, that's why they're fighting for their history. That's why they're fighting for the monument, because that's their history, and they're fighting for their history. But, you know, when it comes to people of color, you know, they're trying to get rid of that history. So, yes, please, please, please find out your history. You know, find out, talk to your elders. Don't let that history, you know, die out. Please.
Well, anybody have anything else? Any of you guys that's not on, haven't pressed one, if you want to talk, press one. We'll get you in before we close. Anybody, anybody? All right. Well, Ms. Barbara, I thank you so, so very much. Mr. Freeman, I think that's what it is. I'm sorry I didn't have you in the advertisement on the flyer, but I didn't know you was going to be there also. So I want to put up something on you too. But thank you so much for joining her and accompanying her and probably making it a little easier for her. So we thank you so much for both of y'all being on here. You have really touched enormously. I think you've definitely made some lifetime friends, definitely some important contacts. And we love it. We can't wait to see what else you have to offer this wonderful country of ours. And helping us. And again, as I say, you come through Buncombe County, hey, stop and holler at me. I got you. I got you.
Will do. Will do.
And thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to express our opinions and what we're going on and hear these remarkable stories of other people. And that's what it's all about. When you lead these type of shows where you feel a sense of pride, we want them to feel that pride of being Black and to stand up for what elders and others have stood up for, and that was for the justice for us as a Black, as a race.
That's right.
We're going back to just standing up and fighting for something. A lot of us been dying for nothing, going to in prison and nothing. We feel that this is an effort that needs to be done to help revitalize our community and our image. Thank you so much.
That's right. Thank you. And North Carolina, if you out there listening, anybody in North Carolina, if you're listening, remember that name, Barbara Gaskins, okay? It's coming up. Remember that name. If you haven't registered to vote yet, go do it now. You won't have to worry about doing it then. Go do it now. Get it over with.
Absolutely.
But you can be ready.
From the cotton fields to Capitol Hill.
Capitol Hill. I swear that's got to be a slogan. It's got to be.
Yes.
From the cotton fields to Capitol Hill. That definitely was the hashtag tonight. Yeah, buddy.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. We can't wait to see what you do next.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you all so very much for having me, for having us.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Ms. Fettinger, you got something? I mean, we got a little time. We can get something out of you, hopefully.
All right. CNN Entertainment. A woman has been arrested in connection with the death of Robert De Niro's grandson. A law enforcement source with knowledge of the investigation told CNN on Friday that Leandra... somebody was saying something.
I think it was somebody talking in the background, I don't think.
Oh, okay. Rodriguez died at the age of 19, according to an announcement from his mother during her social media earlier this month. No cause of death was shared. The law enforcement source told CNN a woman named Sophia Marks was taken into custody on a charge of selling drugs to a minor. Marks has not been charged with the murder just yet, but the source is saying that it's probably a cause of arrest. And the investigation is ongoing, according to the source. CNN is attempting to identify the legal representative for Mark. The Southern District of New York has taken over the case, the source, and after the initial post of announcing her son, Leandra Depp, Drina De Niro, later this year. So they're going to see. Okay, and it was the what she did. They have gave him the fentanyl lace pills, and that's what he died from. Yeah. Then for all the people that are still, they got that word in there, F word, around selling and buying this thugs. Nearly 7,000 people in the United States have died of drug overdose involving the fentanyl in 2021. Almost a four-fold increase over 5 years, according to a recent report from the United States for Disease and Control and Prevention. By 2021, about two-thirds of all overdose deaths involved the opiate found at the time of Leandro De Niro passing his grandfather. That was the grandfather. He expressed grief over the loss in a statement of CNN. I'm deeply distressed by the passing of my beloved grandson, who we greatly appreciated, of the condolence of everyone. We ask right now, you know, as always, please give us our privacy right now.
Hmm. Wow.
Then we have another story with a nine-month-old baby in Florida that died after the teenage mother allegedly put fentanyl in the bottle that the baby was drinking. She went to go put the baby to sleep, and she knew it was some white substance, but she didn't know which white substance was, and it ended up, but she put some in the baby's drink, and the baby died. It was a newborn baby. Yes.
So she said she didn't know what the white stuff was in the bottle?
That's what she said. But see, they asked her 17 times before she came with the correct thing.
So even if you did, if you didn't know what was in the bottle, why in the world you still go ahead and put something in the bottle and get the baby anyway? Or just wash the bottle out? So if you didn't,
yeah.
Girl.
And then she said, yeah, she's, yeah. And then she said the baby wasn't moving. She just gave them, like, so many different stories. Like they said, she gave them 17 different stories before she came with the correct story.
Wow.
And it's a newborn baby. This was born. Yep. And they found the white substance in the baby's bottle.
You don't know what it is, but she's going to get to the baby. Ooh, God.
But she went ahead and put it in. She went in there and put it in there, too.
Right.
And gave it to the baby. Gave it to the baby.
God, don't make mistakes. Wow. Does anybody have anything else? Anybody? AJ, you okay?
Mm-hmm. Good.
Oh,
I know it. You got something for us to close out with?
As we always do about this time before we get up out of here,
God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change those things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And we all say amen.
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 And don't forget, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the 6 Eyes Radio Network every Saturday. Come kick it with Six and the Crew, DJ ATL, Queen Nye, our own Pride and Joy, Wolfgang, and Miss Nicole. Make sure you tune in. Latest, greatest, breaking news, entertainment, music, and commentary. Make sure you check them out every Saturday, 11:30 p.m. on the 6 Eyes Radio Network.
Oh, you still sounded good doing it. Sick and all. You still did.
I'm about to pass out.
Well, we're going to say good night then.
Definitely, right.
Definitely working.
It's a beautiful show. That's for sure.
Well, we're going to say good night. We're going to thank everybody for hanging out with us tonight. Catch us again next Friday. Okay, so y'all already seen how good it was tonight. So although it's not connected, and it's just going to be a surprise. I'm going to tell you, when you come in next Friday, you will see how the two stories are going to go together, but they ain't supposed to go together. They didn't even know they was doing it together. But you just check out next Friday, right here on the 6 Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court. You ain't going to want to miss it. I'm trying to tell you. So thank you. We appreciate your time, your love, support. Visit us on the AJ and the Squad Facebook page. Join. If you've received an invite so far, join. Just say yes. Our page is a smorgasbord. It's got something for everybody. Just say yes. We love you. We thank you for your love and your support. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And we'll catch you back right here next week on the 6 Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad. I can't say it like they said. Because they be real deep about it when they say it.
Right.
I get the whistle part, though. Squad. I get that part. I'm going to let the men say that other part. And we're going to keep. We're going to let them have that one. Yeah, I'm going to let them have that one. We're just going to stay queen like and just say AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court.
Court.
Y'all good? Y'all ready?
We ready, baby.
All right. Hold on. You've been listening to the AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court here on the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Catch y'all next Friday, everybody.
See how good he did that? See, we don't sound like that. Good night, everybody. Thank you for joining us.
was John Lennon with Power to the People. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.